ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इट्स माई ग्रेट ग्रेट प्लेजर टू अगेन कनेक्ट विथ प्रभुजी एंड बी विथ ऑल ऑफ यू बिकॉज आई एम ऑन माई मोबाइल आई एम नॉट एबल टू सी यू ऑल टुगेदर ऑन द स्क्रीन बट आई स्टिल हैव सीन सम ऑफ यू बिफोर माई टॉक बिगैन एंड सॉरी फॉर द इनकन्वीनियंस वेरी इनकन्सिडरेबल इनकन्वीनियंस आई स्पोक 3 hours ऑन द लाइन इन द मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम द सेम इंस्ट्रूमेंट बट समहाउ यू नो वी आर हेल्पलेस इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड द टेक्नोलॉजी कैन गिव यू सर्विस और मे नॉट गिव यू सर्विस एज पर इट्स स्वीट डिजायर नॉनदलेस ड्यू टू अवर म्यूचुअल स्ट्रांग डिजायर्स टू कम्युनिकेट समहाउ वी आर ऑनलाइन एंड टूडे आई वुड लाइक टू स्पीक टू यू on some wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So at the outset I want to tell you that when we are in the setting of hearing Krishna Katha, today we are on virtual platform, but even though a virtual platform, what happens when we narrate Krishna Leela, it is explained in scriptures that all the 108 Upanishads, all the 18 Puranas, all the other scriptures like Ramayana and Mahabharata personified, they are present in the assembly of Krishna Katha. All the holy places which are in the form of rivers, mountains, forests, ponds, all are present. All the holy people like Narad Muni, Agastya Muni, Shukadev Ji, Hanuman Ji, Parshuram Ji, Vyasadev, all are present. So it is said whenever we go in the assembly of Hari Katha, we are taking simultaneously bath in all the holy places and simultaneously associating with all the most wanted personalities who are present or who are bygone. So the greatest opportunity, Krishna Katha, is the highest benediction of human life, greatest blessing of human life. So at the outset, I congratulate all of you and myself also to be able to be in this assembly where we are discussing Krishna Katha. Kathayanta tumam tubhyam bodayanta parasparam. This is the perfection of human life. So we begin with a situation where Krishna has just lifted Govardhan, and you know, there is something called as Chaurasi Khamba. Chaurasi Khamba is a place where all the gopas, elderly gopas, they assemble in the evening every day to discuss about Krishna's pastimes on that day and to give their opinions and, you know, whatever their suggestions are, because mainly there are demons coming and doing so many things, so they have to also discuss about Krishna's safety, also relish Krishna's pastimes, share their realizations. So Chaurasi Khamba is another auspicious place where every day, without fail, an update of Krishna's pastimes are discussed. So they assembled at Chaurasi Khamba. For many days they were under Govardhan, so they did not meet. They were all together only anyways. But after that they came again in the assembly hall of Chaurasi Khamba and they were discussing that, oh Nanda Maharaj, we are all so puzzled. We are so astonished, so amazed, so bewildered to see the heroic act of your beautiful son, Krishna, Shyam Sundar. We do not know whether he is a demigod, or whether he is a rishi, or whether he is a siddha, of whether he's a very unusual personality with mystic powers, we do not know. And we always wonder if you are fair and your wife Yashoda also is fair, even Rohini is fair and Balram is fair, Vasudev is fair, but how do you have Krishna as a black boy? Please reveal to us the secret. So first of all, I will tell you another version of the same story. There are many, many versions as per Kalpaveda. Let us hear this first. So, Sri Krishna is black in color, and they are talking about being demigod or a rishi. So, each one item, Nanda Maharaj defeats. He said, demigod? They are so cultured. This boy is so naughty. He always goes and steals things from anybody's house. I don't think demigods do that, so he can't be demigod. About rishi? Arey, rishis are so controlled in their senses. If he gets hungry, he will break pots, he will do all nonsense things. If he doesn't get butter, then he will go and put water in the sleeping babies in the gopis' houses. He will pinch them, he will pass urine in their house. How can he be rishi? He cannot be rishi. Oh, what about mystic power? What mystic power? Even if there is something, some thunder in the sky, comes running in the lap of his mother, very, very fearful. How can he be a mystic? How can he be a demigod? He cannot be any of these things. So they were all laughing. Because Krishna's Aishwarya, opulence of lifting Govardhan was manifested, and that is getting defeated now with the Madhurya, with the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, where there is no place for opulence to be discussed. So Krishna's temporarily manifested opulence is being covered by the loving Madhurya Ras of Nanda Maharaj. So at the end of the story, they all were rolling on the ground, holding their tummy and laughing. But still they asked the question. But we didn't understand that how he is black. Please tell us this secret. Because logically both of you are fair, he has to be fair like Balram. So then Nanda Maharaj had to tell the truth. Nanda Maharaj said, at one point of time when Krishna was born, Garga Muni had come to our house. And Garga Muni had got a message from Vasudev that there is a lot of fear from Kamsa to two of your children. So I have been advised by Vasudev to do the name-keeping ceremony in a secret place without calling anybody. So can I have that privilege of naming your children without having it to know anybody, having it known to anybody? He says, yes, if Vasudev has advised you, you must follow his instruction, your instruction. You are all Trikalagya, great saintly personalities. So I promise you that I will come with Rohini Mata, my wife Yashoda Devi, Krishna and Balaram, and myself and you, and no one else will be there. Even my brothers will not be called. And we will go to cowshed. And the cows anyway, they do not tell anybody anything. So in the cowshed they went. And at that time, Garga Muni named my both children, Krishna Balaram. And at that time, Garga Muni had told that this child will lift Govardhan one day and he will be named as Giridhari. And he is Triyugi. He has come in red color once, he has come in white color once, he has come in green color once. Now he has come in black color. This is the time he has come in black color. It is said that he is Supreme Personality of God, and that's what he mentioned. So suddenly when this truth was revealed, in a very inadvertent way, unknowingly, suddenly he revealed the secret, which was secret for many years, with a plan kept as a secret by the advice of Garga Muni. So all the coward boys became very angry. They said, what kind of a coward man, what kind of a coward king you are? You talk about big etiquettes. At least you should have called your four brothers for name-keeping ceremony. Forget about us. You are not behaved in full etiquette. We want to remove you, rustigate you from our caste. So the happy occasion of glorifying Krishna suddenly became a tense occasion. At that time, they turned to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj stood up and said, oh, coward boys, why do you get angry? I know all the reason why this happened. Because after naming Krishna and Balaram, Garga Muni secretly came to me at Raval and he told, I want to tell you a secret. He took me out of his house at the bank of Yamuna alone, and holding my hand he explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house and the Supreme Lord's dearmost consort is born in your house, that is Radha. So immediately he asked, really? So how do I get the marriage done? He said, you have to get this girl married to Nanda's son only. They are eternal husband and wife and lovers. They have come down to perform their leela and to destroy the demons and perform their loving pastimes. So at the opportune time, you have to marry this daughter of yours, Radharani, with Krishna. And also I asked, that is Vrishabhanu Maharaj is saying, that will you come to perform the wedding ceremony? That time Gargamuni said, no. The wedding ceremony will be performed by Brahma himself. He will come down at opportune time to perform their wedding at different places. So please do not get angry. It was a very difficult situation that you will not understand. Please do not get angry. But instead of not getting angry, they got angry on Vrishabhanu Maharaj also. And they said, you are taking the side of Nanda Maharaj. We want to remove you also from the caste of Brijvasis. And you will be no more our family member of Brijvasis. So now the situation became really tense. You can imagine. They are talking about removing Nanda Maharaj and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, both from their community. At that opportune time, a third group of Brijvasis stood up. And they said, oh, coward men, please do not get so much angry. Don't you know that why we are safe today in Nandagaon and Barsana? No demons are coming here because of the great power of the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. You are talking about removing Vrishabhanu Maharaj from our community. Don't you know that because of the power of Radharani, no demon are coming? So this angry coward men, they started asking, how is that? Let us know. So he said, one time Radharani was taking bath in Bhanukhar. That is one beautiful kund there, Bhanukhar. That is Vrishabhanu Maharaj is one of the many private kundas, bathing places. And Radharani was taking bath there with her friends. At that time, Kamsa came there on a black horse, searching for Krishna Balaram to kill them because he could not find them. His men could not find them in Gokul and Rawal because they had already shifted to Nandagaon and Barsana. So how Bilau came and they became stones. Long story I will not tell now. But because how Bilau did not return, Kamsa himself came on black horse. And Radharani immediately identified that this is the man who is causing all the havoc in Brajbhumi. So she warned and said, you came here to disturb us, you become a woman. And immediately Kamsa became a woman, and even his male horse became a female horse. You can imagine what an embarrassment for the great, powerful, Digvijay Kamsa. He was so powerful. He had conquered all the demons all over the world. He had subdued them. He had subjugated them and brought them under his control and kept them in Mathura at their beck and call. And he was so powerful, he had defeated demigods, he had defeated Indra, he had conquered Kualaya Pida, Bakasur, Agasur, Trilambasur, Narakasur, everybody. Putana, all the demons with Krishna finally killed. They were all subjugated by him. And he had lifted the mountain of Parashurama, Mahendra Parvat, 100 times. And he had procured Vishnu Dhanushya, Vishnu bow from Parashurama as a gift. Such powerful Kamsa, everybody was fearful of him. The Brijvasis were paying taxes to him, including Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And here, that great personality became a woman. He was so embarrassed. 6 months, the coward girls made him prepare the cow dung cakes, clean their goshala, clean their cows, collect cow dung and cow urine, and make cow dung cakes, dry them, collect them, put them in a basket, put them in the cow dung cake house. And crying very helplessly in a full shame. They used to tease him, oh Matalli Gopi, oh big fat Gopi, you need to work hard to reduce your weight. You need to do this hard work so that you can become a little thinner. Oh Matalli Gopi, oh Matalli Gopi, oh Kansani Gopi. Like that they would address him, and that time her, address her, Kansani Gopi. And one day after 6 months crying, doing all these activities, Kamsa was so frustrated. And that time Vrishabhanu Maharaj one time came where Kamsani Gopi was, and Kamsani Gopi fell at the lotus feet of Radharani and pleaded her to release now her, then him, to bring him back to male body. And Vishwabhanu Maharaj knew that he is our actual master. We go and take access to him. So he requested her, "Oh Radha, oh my dear daughter, please forgive him. Please release him from this embarrassing position and let him become man again. He will not come here again." So Radharani raised her finger and said, "You ever come here again, I will make you a permanent woman eternally. Now take bath in this kund of mine. Jump in the water along with your horse, she horse, and both of you will gain your male body. And there you come again back in this area of Nandagaon and Barsana." Some say that it was in Javat village. And there's a Kishori Kund there. So Kamsa jumped in Kishori Kund. And he jumped in the Kishori Kund, immediately he regained his male body. And he was with fully wet clothes. He just jumped on his horse and ran to Mathura. Even did not even turn back, because he was wondering, if her mind changes, then what? So he did not even turn back till he reached Mathura. And no one knew in Mathura what was happening with the king. Where was he for 6 months? And he was so embarrassed in Barsana and Nandagaon, he wouldn't dare ever to come again there to do anything, because they knew that this man had become a woman by the power of our mistress Radharani. So this story was narrated by the third group of Brijvasis to the angry Brijvasis, and then everybody became cool, everybody became peaceful, and they went back home. They apologized to Nanda Maharaj, to Vishwabhanu, glorified Radharani, and they went back. But some Brijvasis remained back to Vishwabhanu Maharaj, and they said, "Now that we have heard that your daughter is going to be married with Krishna, and Krishna is Supreme Lord, so do you have some proof that you can prove it or prove to us that he is Supreme Lord? I think you should do some test for confirming us that he is Supreme Lord." Of course, it's a very interesting thing that by the Jagan Mohini Maya of Krishna, Krishna always steals all the knowledge of all the Brijvasis, that he is Supreme Lord. That knowledge is stolen by Krishna from the brains and hearts of all the Brijvasis. But at times of the need of the Leela, the knowledge is coming out and coming up and again disappearing. Knowledge appears as per convenience of Leela, knowledge disappears as per the convenience of Leela. So at this time, now they are aware that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But they are asking Vishwabhanu, "Can you test him? Can you please test him? We want to know." So what Vishwabhanu Maharaj did? Vishwabhanu Maharaj took out 10 million pearl necklaces. 10 million pearl necklaces from his pearl treasury. And it is said that each pearl was equal to 10 million gold coins. Even 10 million gold coins would not be able to purchase one pearl. Such 10 million necklaces of multiple pearls were taken out by Vishwabhanu Maharaj. He put them in one bullock cart, and he sent one Brahmin, and he sent those to Nanda Maharaj's palace with a note, with the message that we want to propose our daughter's wedding with your son Nanda Maharaj, with your son Krishna. So there was a marriage proposal, and it's like a shagun. Shagun means we send a gift, and they have to send a return gift better than your gift. That means they are approving of the proposal. So the Brahmin went to Nanda Maharaja's house from Barsana with that bullock cart full 1 crore, 10 million pearl necklaces, and said, "Our king Vishwabhanu proposes that his beautiful daughter be married with your beautiful son Shyam Sundar." At that time Nanda Maharaj Yashoda was so happy, because since Durvasa Muni had given benedictions to Radharani that she will be, whatever she will cook will be more tastier than nectar, whoever will eat will be free from disease and will be always victorious. Since that time Yashoda Devi was wondering, when this girl will become my daughter-in-law, and when will I have her in my house, and you know, she will cook. So they were very happy. Already these things were being cultivated in their mind. So immediately they accepted. And the Brahmin said that, "We are waiting for your return gift, so that we can confirm that you are willing to accept our proposal." So the Brahmin was sent back and they were very happy, but they had one sorrow. They were upset, they were tense because they saw the pearl necklaces and they were so effulgent and so beautiful and so high quality. Even 10 million gold coins will not be able to buy one pearl of those 10 million necklaces of multiple pearls. So what to do? How do we respond? Now today we will lose all our dignity because we are not able to match the gift that they have sent. So Krishna was somehow hearing from background. He said, Mother, Father, you don't worry. I will do something. Would you be able to give me some pearl necklaces? You can give me something like 100 of them. And then I will plant them in the hind courtyard. And I will do cultivation with milk and yogurt. And I will grow them in our field. So Nanda Baba, I know that he was so tense already. But he laughed like it. He said, Lala, you don't know. Pearls don't come in the field. Only grains come in the field. Pearls come in the oyster under the ocean, in the ocean. You are a small babita. You don't understand all these things. So Krishna was still determined. And they were kind of storing those 10 million pearl necklaces in the storehouse. And he, as an expert thief, stole 100 necklaces from that. Broke them into all individual pearls. Took his friends in the backyard, in Nanda Maharaj's field, dug the ground very beautifully and planted each pearl in the field, just behind Nanda Maharaj's courtyard, Nanda Maharaj's house. And then he took milk from the Gaushala and sprinkled, put braj raj on that, put some butter on that, put some yogurt on that, and nicely covered. And everybody went home. They also went to gopis and they asked for milk to sprinkle on that. The gopis did not give, so he had to again go to the Gaushala and take some more milk and put that. And next morning when Nanda Baba, Vishwadamai woke up, they saw that 100 garlands are missing, 100 necklaces are missing. And they know the king of all thieves is in their house only. So they didn't have to go and search and put a warrant and put a complaint. They just called Krishna and asked, where are the 100 pearls necklaces? He said, I have not stolen them. I just took them. I saw you very anxious. I wanted to solve your problem. You are not convinced about what I am seeing. I was saying, so I thought, might as well I do the needful to serve you and to please you and to make you happy. So I have planted them. What? You planted them in the ground? Go, he sent big, big men, coward men. Please go and pluck all those, take out all those pearls that he has planted foolishly in the fields. So all of them went. And but Krishna said, Papa, Father, please you also come. Why don't you come? So he took them, him also. It was a beautiful, sweet request. He also went. But he was thinking how to get those pearls back. They were so valuable. I cannot lose 100 necklaces of such many, many pearls. I must get every single pearl back, which is more worth than 10 million gold coins also. So they went. They walked a little bit. And they saw that the whole field had many, many grown-up plants, and each plant was dazzling with hundreds and hundreds of pearls, much, much brilliant, much, much effulgent than the pearls which were sent by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And now all the logic that the pearls grow in the ocean, in the oysters, all that was finished, all that was forgotten in Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj had told his men to dig out and take out the pearls, but he now ordered, forget digging, pluck the pearls. Now we want the pearls. Immediately start collecting the pearls. And the pearls were much, much more effulgent and costlier and opulent than the ones sent by Vishwamitra Maharaj. So, 1 crore, 10 million pearl necklaces were sent, and many, 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 many more crores of pearl necklaces worth pearls were created by Krishna in the courtyard. And the place where he did this farming, growing the pearls, is called Moti Kund or Mukta Kund. That is about less than a kilometer away from Nanda Bhavan, very near Pavan Sarovar. And on right side is Koshi Road, and on left side is Pavan Sarovar. One road goes, and at hardly 300 meters you will find Moti Kund. And if further you go ahead, you will find the place called Gendokhar, where Gendova, where Krishna used to play ball, used to play with the ball. Nice place. So then all the pearls were collected. Krishna was very much patted and kissed by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. Everybody praised him. Our son is a wonderful, wonderful boy. We don't know what all he does, how he does all those things. It was completely mysterious that the oyster pearls under the ocean were cultivated by our boy in the field. I don't know what power he has got. So then all the pearls were again, braided into necklaces, beautiful necklaces, and they were put in the bullock cart with a Brahmin. They were sent back to Vrishabhanu Maharaj with a message that we accept your proposal. We want to marry our son with your beautiful daughter Radharani. And when Vrishabhanu Maharaj received those pearls, he saw, he was amazed to see the effulgence of their pearls. See, our pearls are not even looking effulgent anymore. Although they were effulgent one time, but in front of these pearls, those pearls don't look anything. And they were happy for two reasons, that such wonderful pearls have come back and they have accepted our proposal of marrying Radharani with Krishna. So Radharani saw the amazement of her father that their pearls are now not appearing as shining as Krishna's pearls. So she took some of them and she went to another place in Barsana that is called as Dabhara. Dabhara is a place where Rangadevi was born, and Rangadevi's village it is, and that is where Krishna used to go and play flute and attract the attention of gopis. And one time Krishna had darshan of gopis with, it is said, overwhelmingly flowing tears, the eyes filled with overwhelmingly flowing tears. With that emotion he saw Radharani for the first time in that village. That is called as Dabhara. Dabhara means overwhelming emotion. So Hindi में कहते हैं कि डब डबाते हुए नेत्रों से दर्शन किया था राधा रानी का. So anyway, Radha Rani went there, and there's a nice field there. So Radha Rani planted all those pearls given by Krishna and his father, and she grew diamonds out of those pearls. So now you can understand who is more powerful, Radha Rani or Krishna. Krishna grew pearls from pearls, maybe more effulgent, but he only grew pearls from pearls. Radha Rani took those pearls and grew diamonds, which were much, much, much more costly and opulent than those pearls. That is called Ratna. And that place is called Ratnakunda. There is a water reservoir, a very beautiful water reservoir called Ratnakunda. At the banks of this Ratnakunda, Radha Rani grew pearls, and sorry, the diamonds. And this is called Ratna in Sanskrit. And with those diamonds, Radha Rani's jewelry was made, and then in the course of time, Radha Rani got married with Krishna wearing those diamond jewelry. So this is one story. This is one story of the pearl, Moti Kunda, Mukta Kunda. Another version of the story goes like this. That's a very long story, but beautiful story. What happened was, there's a place called Ghewar Kund in Barsana, and that place happens to be in Ghewar Ban. Then Ghewar Ban happens to be in Barsana. There are four important things in Barsana, by which Barsana is known. One is Khor. Khor means narrow lane, narrow walking passage between the two mountains coming together. Second one is water reservoirs like Dhoni Kunda, Bihar Kunda, Dushbhanu Kunda, Pili Pokhar, Kirtida Kunda, and so many other kundas. So water reservoirs. Third thing is Giri. Giri means the mountain peaks. The four mountain peaks, which are the four heads of Brahma, are the ornament of Barsana. And fourth thing is Ghewar. That is Ghewar Ban. This Ghewar Ban is actually planted personally by Radha Rani. Every plant, every creeper, every bush, everything is planted by Radha Rani, nourished by Radha Rani, maintained by Radha Rani, cultivated by Radha Rani, lovingly with her own hands, with help of her satis. And if the four heads are, four mountain peaks are the four heads of Brahma, then this pond called Ghewar Kund or Radha Sarovar, Radha Sar, is the navel of Brahma. There is a beautiful deep pond called Radha Sarovar or Ghewar Kund, and even demigods get great pleasure by coming there. They derive great benediction by coming there. Radha Rani takes bath there every day with her 64 chosen sakhis. And when they are taking bath in the Ghewar Kund Radha Sarovar, the cowherd boys, naughty boys, they go to Morkuti and throw laddus on them to disturb them. a very beautiful place. So when Radharani was very small, you know, they were playing house games. We all have played house games. That means some of us become father, some of us become mother, some of us become children, and we start cooking, and we send them to school, we cook for them, and we play like a home game. So Radharani was playing that with all Sakis. And Radharani was like mother, and everybody was like children, and they had all the grains in the form of dust, all the vegetables in the form of dust, all the pots were made of dust, everything was made of dust, the burners were made of dust, everything was dust, dust and dust, that is Braj Raj. And they were cooking kheer, and they were cooking rice, and they were cooking vegetables, they were cooking dal, they were cooking sweet meats, they were cooking fried items, they were cooking big feast, and they were totally engrossed. And that time Durvasa Muni came there, and the Durvasa Muni came there far distance. That time gopis were doing something over there, they met Durvasa Muni, and they told Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni, please come, have lunch with us. Radharani is cooking beautiful lunch. Durvasa Muni saw that everything is dust only here. And they are inviting to me to eat dust. They were very angry. He thought, you are making fun of me. Don't you know who I am? I will burn you to ashes if you joke with me. So they got scared because he was already having big beard and red eyes, and he was already ready to curse and angry. So they ran to Radharani and said, Radharani, Vishwanu Nandini, see Lagliji, this angry rishi is coming. He has red eyes and he was telling us that he will burn all of us. So Radharani is very cool, very peaceful, and she was cooking kheer on the gas and the burner. And by the time Durvasa Muni, you know, followed the girls and came close to the kitchen where Radharani was busy cooking. And Radharani, she has a very typical quality of sweet speech. Sammohini Bhashani. That means when she speaks, it's like hypnotizing sound, so sweet, like bells ringing. And the pearl-like teeth are visible when she's speaking. And when she speaks, she's so soft and so gentle and so beautiful that whoever hears it completely gets melted in her words. So she said, O Durvasa Muni, O Revered Muni, please accept my obeisances. Why you have to think of burning all these gopis into ashes? Why you have to just taste the sweet kheer that I have made? Please taste. When she said that, he didn't know what happened to him. He took the earthen pot made of dust. It was filled with the kheer, which also was dust. So it was given to him, and he started immediately eating it. He was eating the dirt, but he was feeling that he was eating the most divine, never ever tasted such tasty kheer. He was feeling like he was eating that kheer, celestial divine kheer. And his eyes were filled with tears of love, his hair was standing on end, his voice was getting choked up, and he was going on eating the dirt as if he was experiencing eating some very special divine kheer. And he was so happy, his anger all ran away, melted away. And he was so pleased with Radharani, and he said, Radharani, I'm so happy with you. I bless you that whatever you will cook will taste always more tastier than the amruta itself, the nectar itself. And whoever will eat the food cooked by you will be ever free from all diseases. And that person who will eat your food will be always victorious. He blessed Radharani. And everybody was so happy. And you know, such news cannot stay there only. It spread like wildfire in whole of Braj. The news went to Barsana, to Nandgaon, to Vrindavan, to Govardhan area, to everywhere it went. And it also went in the ears of Yashodamai. Yashodamai was always thinking, I should get such a beautiful girl, such a good girl, such a girl endowed with so many good qualities, such a good cook, that who can be now better than Radharani? She cooks food more tastier than nectar, and she will be making the husband victorious. I want her to get married with my son. But how will I talk about marriage first? Let me go and first ask Kirti Mai whether she can send this girl to cook for my Lala. So finding the reason of one occasion, one festival occasion at Barsana, they all went to Barsana, and that time in the festival, Radharani was cooking into many hundreds of chulas, hundreds of burners. So many sakhis were working under her direction, and she was so expertly controlling all the burners and guiding all the gopis, and they were engrossed in making such a big, huge feast. Sudhavarani was overwhelmed to see her expertise, see her humility, to see her expertise in cooking and, you know, coordinating with all the gopis. She was so happy. And then she took Kirti Bamai on side and asked, "Can I get your daughter to cook for my Lala in Nandgaon? Can you send her every day?" Kirti Bamai was very happy with the proposal. She said yes. And from that day onward, every day, Radharani and the chosen sakhis started going to Nandgaon from Barsana very happily. Every day they would go, whole day they would cook, and they'll come back in the evening. Every day they will go, come back in the evening. Sometimes, whenever she would not be able to go every day, it is said that she would cook rooms filled with laddus for Krishna. That is called Banta Bhoga. Banta Bhoga are very special laddus. They are extremely tasty laddus made by Radharani. And today also they make in underground these laddus in the mood of Radharani cooking for Krishna. And those laddus are very big, like cricket ball. And they are made of wheat, and they are made of little bit besan, and they are, those laddus were made by Vedvasis in my house also in Mumbai. But the same Vedvasis who make the laddus there, they made in my house in Mumbai, but they did not taste the same because the place was different, although the hands were same. So when they are cooked in Nandgaon, they taste exuberantly tasty. So anyways, every day coming, going, Yashoda Mai's thought process has been cultivated more and more and multiplying. She's every day thinking, why this girl has to go up and down every day? Why she could not stay here? Why don't we marry her here only? So Dhyayate Visayam Pumsa, the object of your love and your attachment, when you see every day, your attachment goes deeper and deeper. And one day, overwhelmed with loving sentiment, she just embraced Radharani, bathed her with her tears of love. Radharani was shedding tears, was so happy being embraced by Yashoda Mai, and Yashoda Mai got more overwhelmed and more ecstatic in loving emotion. She suddenly went to the kitchen, brought turmeric powder and rubbed it on the hands of Radharani, which in Indian culture means engagement, betrothal. Radharani knew this, but it was overwhelming for her. She couldn't stop Yashoda Mai. She was thinking, how can I do this? My mother and father don't know this. I have not informed them. I don't expect this to happen. What they will say? But she was feeling so happy that Mother Yashoda on her own was doing this thing. It was her, all the mind's desire that someday this should happen. And this happened in such an ecstatic, unexpected way. And she was so happy, but she was tense. She was so happy, but she was tense. Mother Yashoda was so happy and overwhelmed in emotion, embracing, kissing her again and again. And that day, with the palms made yellow by the turmeric powder, yellow pigment, Lalita, Vishakha, Gopis were very happy. They all returned in the evening back home. They were almost flying in the air in ecstasy that day. They were not walking on the ground, but they had to land on the ground when they reached Barsana border, because that time Radharani came to her senses and she felt, oh my God, if my mother and father come to know what happened, they will scold me. They will chastise me. Is this our culture that you go to cook there and you get engaged and come back? Is this our culture? This is what we taught you. How will I show my face? How do I explain what happened? They won't understand. They will be angry with me. They'll chastise me. Lalite, please help me. What do I do? So Lalita said, don't worry. Here is the pond of your father called Priyakund, Rishabhanukund. You wash your hands here. You rub it off completely. We'll help you to rub it off completely. Clear your hands, palms of those yellow pigment, and we'll go back and not tell anybody. It will remain secret between us only. So Radharani is now getting down in the pond and washing her palms. By rubbing her palms in water, she's thinking, should I get married or should I remain unmarried? Should I get married or should I remain unmarried? Should I give up my independence of coming and going back every day? And should I get bound up in the family of Nanda Maharaj? Or should I remain unmarried? Should I give up my independence of being an unmarried girl? Should I get locked up in the bondage of being a wife in Nanda Maharaj's house? What should I do? Should I continue visiting Krishna every day and coming back and keeping the thrill on, keeping the excitement on? Or should I become the official wife of Krishna and make it everything official? And she got lost in the thought, and she was rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. Lalita came, "Oh Radharani, your hand is already clean. How long you will keep rubbing? Now enough, enough, enough." She came back to her senses and they went back home, thinking that everything is over, no one knows anything. Next morning all the Brijvasis came in the pond and they saw all the pond water had become yellow. And as we said, those who love, those who have good wishes in their heart, all the truth is revealed in their heart by the will of the providence. And all the sequence of events, because they knew Radharani is going every day there, so they could imagine the weave the story completely, that Yashoda Devi must have applied yellow pigment and she must have washed her hands here to hide from her parents or all of us. We know that Yashoda has engaged Krishna with Radharani. She has accepted her as her would-be daughter-in-law. So they went running to Vishwanu Maharaj and said, "Oh Vishwanu Maharaj, we just went to the pond. We saw the pond has become yellow. Have you engaged Radharani with Krishna? Is she going to get married? When is the good event going to happen?" Vishwanu Maharaj is amazed. What these Brijvasis are talking? Why they are talking like this? And what he would do? He looked at Kirti Mai and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, looked at Radharani, because she only had to give the answer. She only knew what's the reason behind it. And she put her head down without saying anything. What does that mean? When something is questioning question to you and you don't say anything, that means answer is yes. So she, by her silence, she almost said yes to that. And instead of getting angry, in chastising mood, Brijbhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Mai became ecstatic. They thought, "We were wondering, how do we bring up this topic? How do we start this topic? How do we discuss this topic? How do we propose?" They were not in a decisive state. And now they come to know that Yashoda Mai has herself done this proposal by this activity which she has done. So they were very happy, very happy and very happy. Radharani was relieved. She was expecting chastisement, but she was watching the ecstasy of her parents by this activity. She also was very happy. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj opened his treasury. And again, same thing. 1 crore necklaces of pearls, 10 million pearl necklaces were sent as gift. And the same story, it goes there, they get embarrassed, they feel, "Oh, so effulgent, we don't have return gifts." So Krishna planted those pearls and grew pearls, much more effulgent. They were sent back by Nanda Maharaj, and Radharani planted those in the Vara village and grew it. Now, amazingly, what happened? There are different pastimes at different times, as per the variety of Leela of Krishna and Radharani, organized by Purnamasi. So very soon, because Krishna is unable to stay long in Barsana, long in Nandagaon, so he has to come immediately back to Barsana in different guises, you know. Sometimes he comes to sell some bangles, he becomes a gopi, sometimes he becomes flower seller, sometimes he becomes a brahmachari, sometimes he becomes a palmist. So that's called Chadmalila. Chadmalila means he adopts varieties of guises in the form of a gopi. And does many, many, many paths. Sometimes he becomes sannyasi, sometimes he becomes a renunciant, sometimes he becomes brahmachari, sometimes palmist, sometimes flower garland seller. Just the reason to meet. But this time when he comes at the border of Varsana and he sees that pond, he said, "This pond was very clear before. How is this pond has become yellow?" So he becomes quite puzzled. Coward boys were with him also. He asked them, "What is the yellow substance?" They were also wondering, "What is the yellow substance? How this water has become yellow?" And asking this question to himself and to others, he just entered the water to find out the mystery. What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? And he entered the water for ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, then chest deep, then mouth deep. And he went inside the water, and at the one stage of time, there were 2 palms above the surface of the water and 1 peacock feather. These 3 things were revolving on the surface of the water. And the question was being resounded in the atmosphere, "What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance?" Hearing these resounding questions, all the Vidvasis came there. "Who has come here?" And they saw 2 palms one peacock feather rotating in the water everywhere and the question resounding in the atmosphere. And soon Krishna came out from this pond. And when he came out, his face was golden yellow. When he came out, his hands were golden yellow, his arms were golden yellow, his chest was golden yellow. Then they saw that his whole body had become golden yellow and it was so finely effulgent. And till that, everything was fine. But when he came out, he was asking his friends, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is Krishna? So Madhumangal said, you are Krishna. What are you asking, Krishna? You are Krishna. Please don't make fun of me. Tell me, where is Krishna? Where is my dear beloved Shyam Sundar? Now the friends were originally happy to see him in his wonderful form, and now they are really worried. What has gone wrong with Krishna? What is this identity crisis? Krishna is asking himself, where is Krishna? Then who is he considering himself to be? So he said, I am Radha. I am Vrishabhanu Nandini. I want to meet my dear Krishna. They were so confused. What has gone wrong? What is wrong in this water? What ghost has prevailed on him? And you know, the cowherd boys were really frustrated. They didn't know what to answer Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj. He was normal when he left home. And what is this he is asking about Krishna? What happened today? What will we answer? They were really sad. They tried to console Krishna, but he was asking with more and more ecstasy, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is Nanda Nandan, my dear, the life of my life? Where is Krishna? And they were unable to answer. They were frustrated also. So Krishna, in that mood, started embracing trees and creepers and flowers, and he started asking the birds, have you seen my dear Krishna? Where is my Krishna? And it is said that it took many, many hours. Till evening that day, Krishna was in that intense mood. And finally he came back to normal senses. His color came back. He became dark again. But he was very exhausted because of emotional ecstasy of the whole day. And with the exhaustion, he walked back home and went to sleep. Nobody could describe anything to Mother Yashoda. Why is he so exhausted today? Because they didn't want to tell anything. They would be bombarded with 1,000 questions. So they were all kept quiet. Krishna was exhausted. He was given milk and he slept. Now, we have to answer the question, what is the yellow substance? Because the question remained unanswered. The yellow substance was Radharani's love for Krishna. It was so powerful that it inundated the whole kund and made into pili pokar, yellow pond. Priya kund was turned into pili pokar. And the answer is that yellow substance is Radharani's love. When Krishna touched it, Krishna got totally overwhelmed and completely overwhelmed with the mood of Radharani. He actually became Radha himself. His heart turned into Radha's heart, completely overwhelmed and flooded with the love of Radharani. So he forgot his identity and he became in the mood of Radha. So our dear His Holiness Barsana Swami, when he had come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, he had told that was the first time Sri Krishna indicated, did not verbally declare, but indicated that he would be coming very soon in the next incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And thereafter, at Imlitala, when he was sitting in meditation, after he left Rasleela for the first time, he came down to Imlitala, sat down in meditation, closed his eyes, chanted the name of Radhe Radhe, and meditated on the two lotus feet of Radharani in the courtyard of his heart. And he was immersed in that meditation because he was also missing Radha and Gopis because he had left them after the Ras Leela. And Radharani was crying and Gopis were crying. They were singing Venu Gita and they were searching for Krishna, asking for creepers and trees and Vanya Devata, Gramya Devata. They were searching, and they came to the Imlitala tree and they saw amazing personality who was yellow in color but having peacock feather and yellow pitambar under his waist, having flute in his waist belt. And they were wondering, who is this man? Looks like Krishna, but he's not Krishna. Krishna is dark in color. This man is golden yellow, effulgent in color. What is the secret, Radharani? They're all discussing. Then they decided, Radharani, you go and find out what is the secret behind all these things. She saw that yellow, golden yellow personality, very oozing out with great ecstasy. She could feel the vibration of great ecstasy and love that he was immersed in. She went and touched him and he slowly came back to his external consciousness gradually. His body turned into dark, then golden yellow color, and he became completely dark again. He opened his eyes and he said, "Where am I? What has happened? Why did you call me back?" Brother Ani asked him, "What happened to you?" He said, "I left you and I came here. I could not bear your separation, so I closed my eyes and I started meditating on you and your love. I started meditating on your two lotus feet in the courtyard of my heart. And then I enjoyed such ecstasy that I forgot myself. I became you." "Yes, yes," Radharani said, "you had assumed my color. Oh, really, I didn't know that. But I internally enjoyed such nectar of your love that I am now wondering and not happy that why I came back out of this consciousness. Why did you touch me? I was in ecstasy. Now that you have broken my meditation, I want to tell you I will come again in the same mood. I will adopt your mood. I'm always wondering what is it that you experience when you love me. In relation with me, when you love me, I see that you enjoy more than me. And today I got a glimpse of that enjoyment. Now I am hankering for that enjoyment. I will come again." So Radharani was very worried. He said, "You will come back taking my mood? Then I am worried that you will fall down in the thorns and pebbles and in water from branches of trees. You will hurt yourself. I can't even imagine you getting hurt like this. So I will cover you with my complexion so that when you go in ecstasy, it will be unbearable for you and you will fall again and again. And you will not be hurt because I will be covering you with my complexion." And that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The heart adopted with love of Radharani, the mood of Radharani, the devotion of Radharani, and covered with the complexion of Radharani. And that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this at Pedi Pokhar, first time indirectly the Lord indicated and officially declared at Imli Talai in Vrindavan. So then what happened? Then all Vrindavasis became very happy that now that the return gift has come and the original gift has gone from Barsana to Nandagaon. Return gift from Nandagaon has come back. That means the relationship is confirmed. Now they went to Purnamasi, the guru of gopis, mother of Sandipani Muni, guru of Yashoda and Kirtida. He said, "Mataji, please take out the auspicious moment where we can get these two married." But she was very clever. She is the organizer of the Leela of Nandagaon Barsana especially. And she thought that this is too premature to get them married because now Parakya Bhav, that meeting with hiding and becoming cuckoo birds and sending messages, going to Sanket one and hiding the meeting, standing in the Barsana mountain and signaling at Krishna who is standing at Nandagaon mountain. All these beautiful, sweet pastimes will be ending. So she didn't want, she knew Krishna's heart, she didn't want that to happen. So she said, "There is no auspicious moment in the early future now. So we will have to postpone the wedding. If the wedding has to be successful, we will have to wait for the auspicious time." So thus very intelligently, she postponed. He postponed the wedding of Radha and Krishna. And thus the gopis also became very upset. And all of them went to Yamuna and did Katyayani Vrat. It's a long, long story. But the point I'm trying to convey to you is that the love that Radharani has for Krishna, the love that Krishna has for Radharani, is all very much inconceivable by our mortal brains. The intimacy, the ecstasy, the overwhelming nature of that love, the glory of Barsana, the glory of Nandagaon, very difficult to understand. To the extent, Lord Brahma did 120,000 years of tapasya in the first Satyayuga of his first Divya Yuga. In the first kalpa of his creation, of his tenure, in the first Satyayuga, he did 60,000 years of tapasya in the beginning of his Satyayuga, and 60,000 years of tapasya in the end of his satyayuga. At the end of these 120,000 years of penance and austerity, Krishna appeared to him. And what he must have asked Krishna, "I want the dust of you and all the gopis and Radharani on my head. I want you to mamopuri krida karishyasi. Please perform your pastimes on my head." He said, "Please go to Barsana and become mountain there." And then But Brahmaji, the original first citizen of the whole universe, became the first personality who assumed the stone form, the mountain form. That's why Bhasana has got four mountain peaks. Varsyanu, very beautiful mountain peaks. Brahatsyanu, very big mountain peaks, very nice mountain peaks, very easily attainable, but very attractive and beautiful. Called Bhanugad, Dhangad, and Vilasgad, and Mangad. And when there's a narrow lane called Safari Lane, when they would come there and argue, and Krishna would beg the pot, it is said Brahmaji would melt in ecstasy because he was at the same time observing those transcendental, highest loving pastimes. So he was becoming ecstatic and was melting. The stone was melting and it would create Krishna's footprints, Radharani's footprints. So you can imagine. The first person, the first citizen of the universe also was in ecstasy constantly. Out of his office hours, he was enjoying the extraordinary ecstasy, observing and creating the pastimes for Krishna and Radharani's most intimate pastimes. And why did Radharani did this trick with Kamsa and made him woman? Because she didn't want Kamsa or his representatives to ever come to Barsana and disturb those intimate, most intimate pastimes of Raja and Krishna between them. You can imagine such beautiful pastimes when they were breaking the pots and arguing. How can a demon come and disturb? So that's why Radharani arranged by her own powers to keep Kamsa and his demons away. So we never hear any Kamsa demon came to Nandagaon, Barsana, Javat. So because of the most intimate pastimes take place there. Nandagaon, Barsana and Javad are the three places. Being in Braj, they are actually extraordinary than Braj also. The quality of spirituality, quality of divinity, the quality of pastimes that take place there are different from the whole Vrindavan Dham. It's like when I come to your house, you have a big mansion, you have some courtyard, you have some drawing room. So some people come in the courtyard and go away. Now they are at that level. And some people come and sit in the couch and in the drawing room, do some business and go away. And only some people are taken into the inner chambers, where your close ones. Nobody else can go to the inner chambers. So the inner chambers are like Nandagaon, Barsana and Javat. And the mansion is Vrindavan Dham. So the demons come in the outskirts of Vrindavan. The cows are herding in the outskirts of Vrindavan. But Nandagaon, Barsana and Govardhan, Nandagaon, Barsana and Javat are the most inner chambers of Krishna's abode, where Radha and Krishna are performing unique pastimes, where Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is rolling in the dust, where Krishna is assuming the form of a gopi, he is becoming Shama Gopi. He is giving up his position of being Supreme Lord. Rather than being a man also, he is becoming a woman. He is dressing up in lady's dress, taking a lady form, and he's entering Barsana. He's falling at the feet of Radharani, pleading her, please give me love, please give me love. He's begging for the donation of love, of rati, of sneha, of raga, anuraga, mahabhava, all these wonderful forms of love he's begging from Radharani. The rasa, the mellows of love he's begging from Radharani. Such is the beautiful power and nature of Radharani, and such is Krishna's reciprocation with Radharani's love. So we are all blessed by the mercy of our spiritual masters. We have been introduced to Barsana and Nandagaon and so many Brijvasis over there, and we have been able to serve them there. And that is why by the mercy of Guru Maharaj and by mercy of our Acharyas, we have been introduced to the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We all should be praying to Radha and Krishna. That yellow substance, a iota, atom of that yellow substance should touch our souls also. So that we that can kindle love for Radha and Krishna in our heart also. That can kindle the desire to serve the divine couple in our heart also. That is why we go there and we arrange medical camps, eye camps, operate Brijvasis there. So that the Brijvasis, the dearmost devotees of Radha and Krishna, they are pleased. Then maybe Radharani and Krishna will be pleased with us. And maybe they will consider us as their own. Maybe Radharani will consider us as her own, and our life will be successful. We are not qualified to hear or listen or speak about these pastimes, but we feel ourselves utterly unqualified. But at the same time, as service and as for their pleasure, we read and study and speak and hear these pastimes, not in the mood of enjoyment, not in the mood of entertainment, but in the mood of humble service and awe and reverence. As our worshipable objects, we hear these stories of Krishna and Radharani. These pastimes of Radha and Krishna are worshipable by us. We worship these pastimes by submissive oral reception. We pray to Radha and Krishna that they bestow upon us their mercy, their kindness, and accept us as their own, although we are unqualified. And we have hope that being extremely ocean-like, compassionate personality, Radharani will accept us as her own, and our life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, if there are any questions, you can conduct the question answer session as per your convenience.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. We are not qualified to hear such wonderful instrument, especially one, but because you are so merciful to us, you made us drink this beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Totally relished, Prabhu. I want to hear this class again and again. And dear devotees, if you have any question for
how many people are there?
So, Prabhu, we are Facebook Live also on Zoom. We have 39 devotees right now.
Okay.
And on Facebook, we will be having more.
Okay. Fine.
And then I will put it on YouTube. Okay.
And send me link also.
So, Prabhu, next Saturday you are free,
huh? Yeah, I am having online yatra for the Indian continent. I am having online yatra to Nandgaon, Barsana and Govardhan Parikrama. And that is as per the suitability of Indian timings. Yes, Prabhuji?
But you could give the link that we will also like to join the yatra.
But the timings are Indian timing, Prabhuji. From 5 a.m. Indian timings, there will be Japa. The 9:30 Indian timings to first session, then 3 to 5 p.m. second session, 6 to 8 p.m. third session. Like that. You have to register for the yatra. I can send you the details.
Oh.
It's all through registration. Yeah.
Yes. And Prabhu, we wanted to see if you can choose any topic you want, Prabhu, for the forthcoming classes. Or you can take us on a virtual tour of the Parikrama.
Achha, but that will take many hours, Prabhuji. Virtual Govardhan Parikrama, if you have to do really justice for that, not great justice, but at least reasonable justice, it will take 3.5 hours.
So, Prabhu, we have multiple classes scheduled, huh?
Yes.
Multiple Sundays to this one at Atlanta. So, you can look, if you so desire, over multiple Sundays.
I think we will talk over phone and discuss that detail, how to schedule that. And I can also plan a dedicated yatra for you people with your convenient timings.
Yes, Prabhu.
So that we'll discuss how to, yeah. As per the Atlanta timings, we can schedule the yatra in such a way that neither me nor you will be out of schedule. Yeah, there are many options. We can go to in Purushottam. I am booked on 18, 19, 20. I am booked on 1, 2, 3 October. And then I am free. I can plan after that.
So I will send it to you on WhatsApp and then we can plan it out.
Yeah, and we can do in English. We can do it in English also.
Okay.